last two pages, where two best friends who love to read just can't keep it to themselves. I'm Teresa.
And I'm Megan. And on this page, we'll be talking about books that disappointed us. Welcome back, everyone.
Hey, did you love learning about us?
I feel so learned.
Interesting. I hope you all enjoyed learning about our professions. Because yeah, that was kind of fun.
It was quite the episode. I learned so much about you. I know what you do, but like, I don't know.
We kind of didn't really know what each other did.
No, there's like an understanding of like, yeah, I work at a desk. Yeah, you eat wood. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, I feel like a little more like, oh, I see why you're paid for these jobs.
Speaking of eating wood, last weekend, I went up to the camp I'll be working at this summer, and me and my nephew went on a walk to a little pond, and there was two beavers chomping on a tree just like 75 feet away from us. And then two other beaver come out swimming in this little pond, and then I realized there was a beaver lodge right there, and then it started smacking their tails, so the other two hopped in, and there's four beavers just swimming around smacking tails. Loved it.
Wow. That's really like great. The beaver whisperer.
I
did think of you. I did think about you the other day.
Me and my beaver.
You. I was on Twitter and I saw that in Duluth there was a beaver that was like walking through a canal.
On the
pier.
Yeah.
Yeah. To the lighthouse. He was just like chilling on the little thing. I was like, aw, Teresa.
Did you know that loons are so heavy they can't take off from land?
A great segue. How are you doing this weekend? How are you doing, Teresa? It's not the weekend.
I'm doing so good.
Yeah.
I finally feel that I can do things.
What do you mean by that?
There was a lot of, I don't know, back and forth between me and my new job for the summer. There was just not a lot of surety. But now the offer has been made and I've accepted, and I will be an activities director at a summer camp this summer.
Oh my God, so exciting.
I'm so excited. It's going to be so fun. I miss working in camps.
Right.
I'm so excited.
I'm ready for you. I think that's going to be awesome.
I know. And I think it's because it's summertime. Mm-hmm. And it just feels...
You're feeling ready to go?
I'm made for the summer.
Mm-hmm. You are.
And I feel rejuvenated.
Mm-hmm.
And I've fully finally cleaned my room. And now I'll finally like post the transformations on Instagram of my wall painting.
Right. I was going to say, you're finally out of hibernation.
I know.
Like, that's kind of what it feels like.
It took me like 5 months to put these pictures back on my wall.
Yeah, they were just like chilling in a corner for a minute.
There's something about hanging things on walls. It like hurts my soul. I need like 5 months of startup energy.
And she did all of mine.
See, and I needed that 5 months. Yeah. And then I needed 5 more months to put mine up. But they're
right
there.
Right. Perfect. Yeah. No, love that.
How are you?
You know, I took a little spontaneous trip, not funded by me, to go see Parker. So it was a great time.
Oh, I don't know why I heard that as not sponsored by me. And I was like, what? You're just sponsoring yourself to go to
No, not like that. No, it was super fun, though. It was great to see him. So I was very, very spoiled to see him within a month of, you know, the last time of seeing him. It's like, wow, gross.
I know, that long distance. I love that.
No, it truly felt like, oh my God, I just saw you. I don't have to, like, you know, get nervous seeing you again. I don't know. That's a very long distance thing. If you were long distance at all, it's very like the next time you see the person, it's like, oh my God. It's like prom or like a date night all over again, where you're just like, oh, the like anticipation and anxiety
after 5 years even.
Oh yeah. Well, it's like more pressure then. It's like, oh, am I gonna like be like the last time I was here? Like, I don't know. Dang. There's a lot that goes with it. But it was awesome and it was great and I loved it. So I'm happy to be back. I will say, with the summer, it was hot down there, and God, I hate sweating.
Speaking of sweating, my butt right now is so sweaty, but I forget about the heat.
God, it just miserable.
The sun.
I don't know. I watched a video today on Instagram Reels, and it was this guy that was complaining about summer, and he's like, my summer body is a corpse. And I felt aligned with that. That I feel aligned. Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Because you go into work and everyone's like, oh, it's such a nice sunny day. I'm like, yeah, I can't wait to sit in front of a screen in an office. It's not like you. That's where we like, differ.
Yeah, I get to like, be outside.
Oh, it's a nice sunny day. Oh, you could like walk around in nature and like enjoy it. I'm like, sometimes I despise those sunny, beautiful days because I normally can't enjoy them.
That's so valid.
Like, oh, yesterday when it was just raining and pouring.
I got so much done.
Incredible. Loved it. It was amazing. I felt so calm and like peaceful. It was amazing.
Because you can feel at ease being inside.
Right. Yeah. And everyone's inside.
And then when it's like nice outside and you're not outside, you're like, oh, I'm wasting it. And so then you just like fall into a rot.
Speaking of rotting.
Your core.
What do you mean by that?
Rotten to the core. Descendants anymore?
No, me and Teresa thought that, you know, we're what is this? 19 episodes in? Yeah, 19 episodes in. Oh my God. And we thought, you know what? Now we've established ourselves that like, okay, we're readers. We read things. Amazing. And we felt like,
it's do now, we?
I do. I don't know. You've been in a slump for a while, girl.
I know. I think it was partially that I was so unsure about this job that I like couldn't do anything. And then once I finally got the
stamp
green, then I was like, oh my gosh, I can read. Yeah, I can clean my room.
I know. Oh my god, it was like the floodgates open. That's good. But we kind of wanted to talk about some books that didn't quite hit the mark.
Books we had high hopes for,
right,
and then just disappointed us
for one reason or another. I mean, some of the books that we're going to talk about were like, I rated 1 4 stars, but you know, it's like how there were pieces of it that like
compared to what like we wanted it to be.
Right, right. We had high expectations. These ones are ones that disappointed us. So without further ado, what are we starting with?
So I loved reading this book. The writing is beautiful. The conscription, is that a word?
Sure.
The way that it all came together was so sickening, and like the construction, that was what I was looking for. And the place and the characters, it was a beautiful build up to what you thought was going to be like an epic climax. And then it just edged you and fell through.
Yeah, it was
and I still...
So this book that we're talking about, or Teresa is raving so much about, is The Priory of the Orange Tree by Samantha Shannon.
Sorry to you all. I know so many people loved this book. And I did love the book. But then the battle lasted like... That the whole thing had been building up to. It lasted like maybe 10 pages.
So the book is written beautifully. There's incredible like world building. There's like all these characters that you follow around. You're like constantly shifting perspectives and religion and like way of life, and it's so cool. There's also different like species of dragons. There's like beautiful storylines, like just super cool. And I feel like the whole time you're almost like slowly churning, like, oh, I get it. It's getting like worse and worse. And like, this is
the characters are going coming closer to each other.
Yeah. All of them. You're like, oh, I see how that's going to connect here in a minute. And then you're just kind of like waiting. And like, I remember underlining so many things. I'm like, ah, it connects. It connects right here. Oh my God.
There's so much lore.
So much. And then you like finally get to the last 100 pages and you're like, why hasn't anything happened yet? And then.
Yeah. Because it's a 900-page book, 800-page book. Oh,
it's 950 pages around.
A big book.
So you get there, and then it's like, it happened for 20 pages. And no, like no conclusion really whatsoever. There's no full circle. It just is kind of like at liftoff. It reminds me of
the Grinch.
No. What is the NASA launch that like blew up mid-flight? Do you know what I'm talking about? The Voyager? Is that what it is?
No
I think so. That the one that like blew up live on TV, that's what it felt like. Oh. You're like, all of this.
And it happened in the air too.
That's what I'm saying. Like, all these children are gathered in classrooms and everyone's off work looking at their TV. They're like, yes, this amazing thing for American history is happening. And like, we're going to see a NASA launch. And then it like explodes midair and 8 people die. That's kind of how it felt.
Because there's this big battle and then it's like, it concludes. And then every character, I think, only got like maybe 1 or 2 more chapters. And then the book was over. And you're sitting there just.
I think it's the Challenger.
Something is. What just happened?
Right, right.
And why was that? Like going back to the biggest battle in the entire ever. And then no one's gonna die. But then also, it is resolved so quickly. Mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. All of these mighty dragons that have come out to fight each other to destroy this massive dragon. Sorry, spoilers.
Okay, I was like, damn, okay. I guess I wish that it was like, I don't normally say this, I wish it was like 300 pages longer. I feel like so much would have been like concluded, or mm-hmm. like there could have been like multiple battle scenes.
Yeah.
That would make more sense where it's like, oh, we lost someone, but it's okay. Like in this next battle, we're going to like avenge them or, you know, whatever, like the kind of progression of battle instead of just having it be like, you know what I'm saying?
And then,
I don't know.
And then it just ends and then everything's over and then everyone's moving on. But you're like,
and then you find out there's another book, but it's a prequel
from like, isn't it like thousands of years before?
I don't know, because I haven't brought myself to read it.
I know it's like way in the before.
I
was like, you're not going to give us more of the after?
I wish there was more, but alas, we were left edged, if nothing else.
But overall, great read.
I still gave it 4 stars. It was great.
It was beefy. The writing was proper. I don't know how else to describe it.
I would say it would not be...
It was high fantasy.
I would not give that book to someone who was just starting out reading fantasy.
No, it took me like a month to read, and that was when I was in my full steam ahead era.
Yeah, you were reading stuff fast.
And I had to like half listen to it, which honestly... So the audiobook, incredible. Wow. All the different actors, different accents. It might have been just one actor.
Oh, I was like, I did an audiobook this one. I'm so interested.
She all of the different accents she pulled off for each of the characters was amazing.
I love audiobook actors.
And in the car on my long drives, it was wonderful. And it helped me progress a little. And then it felt all for naught. Still worth it.
If there was a next book, I'd give it a chance.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because I loved her writing style. It was beautiful. But yeah, it was definitely...
And you got to know those characters so well and grew so attached to them. And then... And then...
The stakes were so high.
And then nothing.
Alas. So, the next book we really wanted to talk about is a book that we buddy read together. Actually...
A book that we were really excited for.
So, this book is called A Forbidden Fate by Kaven Herning.
Herning, I think.
And we knew Kaven from TikTok because she did a bunch of, like...
Cassian skits.
Yeah, a lot of skits
like
about...
Cassian, like, talks like this. They're funny. They're great.
Yeah. So in ACOTAR, she did a bunch of like skits or whatever. And she talked a lot about writing this book, and it was going to be similar to some themes that were in books that we loved. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, cool. We'll give this a shot. So Teresa,
she self-published.
She is self-published.
Hell yeah. Good work. I'm glad she did the thing. She wrote the book. She published it.
She wrote something. Yeah. So, Teresa came over and we decided to spend a day reading it, basically.
We had a weekend together.
Yeah. A little weekend. It was great.
It was really fun to read that with you.
Amazing to read it with you as well. Mm-hmm. So, what were your problems with the book? Where do you want to start?
Where to start? She starts the tense of the book as like third person and proper
Mm-hmm.
And that comes apart very quickly. And then it's very casual.
Yes.
And that's fine. But it just was kind of, wait, what's going on? And then the main character, the whole purpose and point of the enemies to lovers was just not for naught. And they...
So, yeah, the enemies to lovers, the point of it was that they were from, like, kingdoms that...
Separate kingdoms.
Right.
And they were betrothed.
They were, like, kids, but they, like, loved each other. Like, the first few scenes were, like...
They were betrothed and knew each other for one singular day.
Yeah.
Where they had this, like, chemistry build. And
by looking at birds?
It all fell apart because some god came down and destroyed it all.
Yeah. And was like, alas, you cannot touch each other or these kingdoms will perish.
And then, boom, separated enemies now.
Time skip.
Come back to nowadays where they were enemies, but then they have all of this like, oh, but he's so hot and she's so beautiful. And all of this, it would make sense, okay, if they were childhood best friends. That's what they acted like. Like they knew each other their entire childhoods mm-hmm. and loved each other. And then it all fell apart. But no, they knew each other for one day as 11-year-olds, I think.
I thought it was younger than that. I don't know.
I think she was younger. We read this 2 years ago. A year ago.
Well. A year ago, probably like to the day. So yeah, that was just like the beginning of the book. And I think the way Teresa put it is that it quickly unraveled. A lot of things about the book I felt like unraveled, whether it was people, characters.
So many characters.
Yeah, there was a lot of characters. There was a lot of just like plot holes in general.
The issue was she tried to put all of these tropes together without committing to one. And like making sure that one was super solid.
Mm-hmm.
And the found family that she included was the main male character's like friends and like group. And then she kind of joined them and they would like call her a bitch. And he was like, don't say that about her. And it was just, they was never enemies. Okay. It was never enemies to lovers. Like they always had this weird crush on each other, but they couldn't touch and they were sworn enemies and it just wasn't there.
Right, right.
And then the found family, all of these characters that.
Well, okay. So the thing about the supporting characters that was weak was that me and Teresa came together halfway through the book and were like, okay, this is what we think these characters, like who they are. And then we saw fan art.
No idea.
One of the characters' names was Lee, and I didn't realize he was Asian.
I didn't either.
How, like, there was no understanding of who these people were, but they were supposed to be such a core part of, like, the found family trope, and I did not.
I don't think they were ever really described.
No. So that
Except
was a lot.
The giant who I thought was the leprechaun. I know this is jumbled and confusing, but frankly that's what the book was and that's what made it fun to read. So it was a fun read. I think I gave it like 3 stars because I was so entertained by just the lack of
I will structure. Say I did fall asleep and then had to read it later because I fell asleep for like an hour or two because my brain was hurting so bad from trying to just like connect what was happening. But I think overall it had pieces that I was like, this could be put into something. It wasn't just like a dumpster fire. Curious what her other book is like. Apparently there's a sequel that's out now.
I know.
I
was gonna read it.
I will read it if it's free.
Yeah. And go her for writing her book and publishing it. I think it could have been drafted a few more times. There were just some things that never fully made sense.
Somebody lied to this girl many times and told her she was fly and she is not that. She is nothing of the sort.
She's funny. And no hate to Kaven. And she even said she was ready for the honesty, but I just think no one was fully honest with her. And I think because all of the people that edited it were probably close to her, so she probably could expand and explain these things to them, but she didn't explain it to the readers. Mm-hmm. And then you just wouldn't know half of these things if you weren't like following her or mm-hmm. like figuring out. You can't just like read that book alone and know the whole story.
Right.
And I thought it was going to be really good. And it proved to be entertaining, but it was a lot of run-on sentences.
We hope for the best for you, Kaven, overall.
We really do.
But yeah, I think opportunity, that was not the book.
Kaven, congratulations on your book. We're proud of you for doing that. And I didn't know what was happening for like the whole time until they were in that cellar. And then I was like, huh?
I will not be talking about the cellar scene. If you know, you know. And that's all I'll say about that. So our third and final book that we'll be talking about is From Blood and Ash by Jennifer Armentrout.
Talk about a book that really, I loved From Blood and Ash, the first book. We're not just talking about one book here, we're talking about the whole series in this one, because the first book had so much potential.
I actually read this book with the Valkyrie Book Club. This was our first book club book, and I really loved the first one.
It's a great plot. It was very complete, perfect for like a first book, and you really got to know the characters. Poppy and
Castile.
I was about to say Cassian.
No, what was his name?
Castile. And
it was something else.
Castile Denier.
When he was the like guard person.
Oh, so she
was like dirt or something.
Poppy, spoilers. I'm just going to explain this. Poppy was this sworn maiden that they had to like sell to the evil king so that they could survive. Plot twist, there are vampires in this, and like you don't expect that. And then it's like, whoa, it's vampires. And she's supposed to be given to this like evil prince, and then is trained to like actually to do nothing.
To do nothing, but she like cannot be seen. She has to like wear a veil all the time, and is like only in white, and does nothing but like get exercise and like have to hide and be cloistered, and she hates it.
But her personal guard makes sure she knows how to defend herself. I have no idea.
I swear it's like Hunt or something, but it's not Hunt.
Look that up, because Hunt sounds right.
Hawk.
Hawk is...
Hawk's that's a hot name.
It's a really hot name.
Wow.
And so then all of a sudden she gets this new guard, Hawk. And blah, blah, blah. We find out he's like the evil prince she's going to be offered to. And the whole process, they get close, blah, 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 blah. Then she like finds out who he is, and he like, they fall in love, blah, blah, blah. And
first book is great.
The first book is really great. Sorry for just completely spoiling, but if you haven't read it, you could read that one.
Ends on a good cliffhanger.
Well, I'll get to this later. But then the next book is all right.
Of Flesh and Fire or something.
Of the flesh.
Flush.
of flush and flesh.
I swear
there's flesh and fire. And where I look at
I swear it's something like that. Of flesh and fire. I don't know.
Kingdom of thrush and flesh.
No, flesh and fire. You're
flesh and fire. I don't know. That was just felt silly. So the second one is all right. It just continues on with that narrative, and like she discovers that the kingdom she comes from is like actually bad and vampires.
This is when the first problem starts. The entire plot is explained by Poppy asking questions, and everyone is super annoyed with it. But it's like,
oh, I got so mad.
The hard thing about that is that you're only learning when Poppy asks questions, and there's no other way that you're like, oh, I kind of am getting this now, because you were used to this one singular, like super easy to understand kingdom. And then it's like, whoa, this is way bigger than we thought. And all Poppy wants to do is like ask a million questions, which gets annoying.
Which is valid though, because she was so kept. She thought everyone that was good in her life was actually the vampires that were like killing all of the secondborns. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I got so whenever she like needed to ask another question, they're like, oh, here she goes again. And I'm like, okay,
let a girl be a girl.
Let a girl wonder and like have
whimsy.
Wanderlust. Have a desire to know. But then she just asks questions this entire book,
right?
And that's yeah what Megan said. Continuing on, A Crown of Gilded Bones. I don't even remember what that one was about.
That's the last one I read. And so specifically in this one, it kind of went more into how Poppy was like a chosen one, and there's all this stuff about them traveling to different kingdoms, and like you're finally understanding how big this actually is. But it felt like, oh my god, Poppy would get stolen, mm-hmm. and then Castile had to save her, and it was like a blood rite sacrifice every time, and then they'd be, you know, screwing on a beach. And then the next scene is that they're doing the same thing. Poppy gets stolen again. And it felt very cyclical. Mm-hmm. And then it's still Poppy just asking Speaking questions.
Cyclical. Well, so then the next book that I... The War of Two Queens is where it really fell apart for me. Because then...
I never read this.
The entirety of the book was just Jennifer building up her prequel series that she's gonna write. And it was just info dump after info dump, and then it ends on the biggest info dump, the last like battle that happened between the two queens, blah blah blah, and then there's like the one chapter of like recovery, and then it's just more info dump about the prequels and the gods that came before and blah 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 blah, and how Poppy's connected, and just the whole thing was just talking about the gods from the past. And you're like, what? Okay. And then you end it and you're like,
bring back the cyclical thing and fighting, please.
That was it. And I called Megan after this was done and I said, what did I just read? I'm like, that was so lame. It just completely fell apart because all Jennifer was trying to do was build up her other series and just completely what happened to the original plot of the story.
She girl bossed, though. Girl bossing into like you're throwing away another series for a new one. I mean, slay.
She
wanted a coin.
Well, have you not heard all the drama with Jennifer Armentrout and how much plagiarism she has committed in this series?
No,
there are like word for word scenes where this is pulled from. Game of Thrones is a big one that she's copied, like almost word for word. Yeah, and there's a few other ones where people have caught her plagiarizing.
Whoa.
And so, and then she goes on to plagiarize her own work because the prequel, A Light in the Flame, I actually really like the prequels because they're just from Blood and Ash 2.0 but done better because they're not recounting the past but building for the future. A Light in the Flame is the exact same plot from Blood and Ash, basically. Because it's the first maiden and that's being traded or whatever. And so it's Poppy's whole basically story once more, but then you like the gods more because Nykdos and Nektos and the dragons are sick and the lore's better. And then I forget what the
one. It's almost like she regretted writing the way she did and then she like went back to.
I would. Because then her next book she came out with was Castile's point of view of A War of Two Queens, I'm pretty sure.
Are you serious?
Yeah. No, like, I don't even know where she's going anymore because she's just saying the same thing.
The thing that I have always been afraid to criticize her books because her fan base is very scary and fight her to, fight me to the death for her. And I understand that. If you're out there listening to me, that's very interesting.
What's the,
she didn't even make a novella of that? Like, why would she rewrite the book?
I think it technically is a novella. What, are you talking about Light in the Flame?
Yeah.
Because it was the original, it was like the god, it was the god that no one knew the name of.
No, one of the gods. I'm talking about Castile's point of view.
Oh, I don't even know. I didn't read it. I'm trying to figure out what, I think there was a second prequel. There's a light in the flame and... Shit. Oh. A Shadow in the Ember was the first prequel, and then it was A Light in the Flame. And I liked them. I did. They're more solid. They're more well-constructed. It's what should have been released in the first place, but... Yes. People love From Blood and Ash. And I get it because of the first book. The first book...
It's a good book.
...deserves that, and then everything else just doesn't. And she plagiarizes, and she also can't handle criticism at all. Mm-hmm. Doesn't she, like, go off on people?
Well, and that's what I was saying about her fans. Like, I feel like there's been a lot of instances of, like, people getting doxxed and stuff, so...
Well, no, I think she's gone after people.
And that's, in turn, her fans think... Okay, that's true. You know what I mean? Like, the fans think it's okay to do that. But, yeah, it's kind of... It's a little terrifying, but you know what? I love the first book.
I did love
the first book. I'm gonna be honest, I love the first book.
So you honestly would like the prequels?
But the thing is, I don't care to support or read that.
They're just done better.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like, there are so many, there's an endless, really to wrap this up, there are an endless amount of books up there and like out there in the world that are written by amazing people that don't have issues that, you know, I don't want to waste my time reading bad books. I say that and I don't DNF. So take that for what you will. But maybe it's time to start. I don't know.
And that's what was so hard about these books, was because they had so many elements that were, you just had such high hopes, and then they just
fell. You could see the finish line.
They just fell so short. Mm-hmm. Like, I loved the idea of Forbidden Fate so much. And then nothing made sense. Priory was so beautiful, just completely swept the rug out from under you. From Bud and Ash, just got so chewy. What are we reading right now?
What are you reading?
I am reading a fate inked in blood by Danielle Johnson, which other listeners of Last Few Pages are also reading with me, which is super, and Megan's reading it too, which is super fun because I get it now. I get why so many book podcasts do little book clubs, because it's so fun. And message us if you want to be part of a Zoom book club, and where we can just sit and chat about it, and we'll figure out the date and time and let you know.
If you want to join the Zoom book club, we'd be happy to send out a link. So just let us know. We'll try and send out like a little, like, when it would work best for everyone. Because I feel like that would be the best way to get everyone involved. So if you want to, and you've read A Fate Inked in Blood by Danielle Johnson, join us.
True. That. And it has been really entertaining. And so far, it is entertaining.
We had a great time. We read like the, what are we on page, or on chapter 10?
Yeah. We're behind what we had said we would be.
Yeah, but we read it together, and it's honestly been kind of fun.
It
like,
is.
We are literally, like, page for page right now, and it's really, like, that was so fun to, like, experience that with you. And we're both, like, flashback. What the hell? Flashback. What is happening right now?
Flashback to Forbidden Fate. I forget that Danielle Johnson likes to have her books just start with mass chaos and just...
Oh, my God. The first 20 pages, it feels like we're running a marathon. Like, it's crazy. But so fun. So good. Love it.
Loving it so far, honestly. Mm-hmm. It's very entertaining. And Megan's also reading other books, as per the usual. What are you reading?
So I just finished Iron Widow by Shiran J. Zhao. Incredible, when I tell you. Like, so this book was written as like a similar book to the anime Darling in the Franxx, or the manga. Which is one of my favorites of all time. Parker actually got me into it, and that was like first kicked off my love of anime. Like, it, that I hold that so close to my heart. And so I was like, this is gonna have, like, I have high expectations for what this book is about to be. Delivered. a why choose strong female character.
Is it for sure a why
It is for sure a why choose. I promise. This girl has two very sexy boys that she's trying to be with. It's amazing. So good though. Like the it's really hard to kind of understand Mecha, where it's like, oh, these two people are like piloting a huge like machine that like moves with them and like how that all works. She did a great job explaining it, where like I can picture it. I've seen the show, like I kind of like I've watched Mecha before, so it's like not too hard. But like for, as someone who you now have to explain it in book form, so interesting. I also really loved like I felt like when I audiobooked it, there was so much respect for like the Chinese language that she used, like the Mandarin in the book, where like I would have such a hard time pronouncing these if I read it. But I felt like because I listened to it, I was like, oh, that's how you pronounce this, like the whole time, like not at all. I would, so interesting and so cool. So loved it.
That's how I feel with the Fate, Ancient Blood and all the Norse names. I'm just like,
what was one of them named? Gnut. G-N-U-T. That was crazy.
Gnut.
Crazy.
Like, y'all, I feel very... I keep doing Swedish accents in my head when I'm reading it. I'm like, this is Norse. Nordic. Norway.
Norway. I can't do anything. I can't. I'm not good at accents.
I don't think I really know the Norwegian accent.
No, but I honestly, like, that was... I feel like after reading The Poppy War, like this was such a good like continuation of like me reading like female Asian authors. I'm like, you girls do it well. You do it so well. Oh my. Yes. Loved it.
Love that. Yeah. It's so much fun. That's great.
Yeah. Well, all this to say, like, we obviously have books that we absolutely love and we don't want to get too harsh on like what authors choose to do, but we all know that some books don't hit the mark for us. And that just, these are just some of them for us. So let us know. Did you agree? Do you think we're just like absolute idiots? Do you think that...
Which is the case, but see you on the next page. Hopefully after that. Lovely.